Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want you to know that God is well pleased with you. I'm trying to get to Matthew chapter 3. And then verse 17. The Bible says, And suddenly, a voice came from heaven, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
Ah, well, so many.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, when God said this to Jesus, the devil started to disturb Jesus. So he was driven to the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And I want you to see something in the book of Matthew chapter 4. Now when the tempter came to Jesus, he said, "If you are the Son of God." I want you to know that he did not say that if you are the beloved Son of God. You see? God said that you are my beloved Son. And the devil says that if you are the Son.
Because
the devil wanted Jesus to forget that he is loved by God.
So,
he told him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." He was saying that take your nourishment from the law, which was written on stones. But I want you all to look at Jesus' response in verse 4, Matthew
4.
Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." But by every word. Can we all say every word?
Every word.
That proceeds from the mouth of God. Jesus was saying that God has spoken a certain rhema word unto me. The rhema word was that you are my beloved Son. Not you are my Son. So he reminded the devil that every word of God is important. Because God did not say, "You are my Son." God said, "You are my beloved Son." And man shall live by every word of God. So what Jesus did was to remind himself of the love of God. That when the heaven was open, God did not say, "You are my Son." God said that you are my beloved Son. And God did not say, "I am pleased with you." God said, "I am well pleased with you." And every word of God that proceeds from his mouth, we shall live by it.
Hallelujah.
And I'm telling us, ladies and gentlemen, that that is the way we are going to live our lives on this side, with a full consciousness of the love of God, that we are the beloved children of God.
Yes.
Because when you know that you are the beloved child of God, that you are loved by God, no temptation of the devil will ever succeed against you.
Now, Oso meni pa. Eno ti, enwa sa asem niye ye bi film niye di bise bebi. Sa no brun sambe ye. Ne mama asem nu muse diye wo nyame kan ye no. Eno ne wase ye de tanto wo nyame si. Ye ye ne ndoba sronko. Eno ti men ka se wo yo nyame bakeke. Ka hu se wo yo nyame doba sronko.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why is it that people give their lives to sin?
Why is it that
people give in to temptation?
People
give their lives to sin because they feel unwanted and rejected.
When they miss it,
they feel that God doesn't want them, they feel rejected by God. But when they know that they are loved and they are accepted by God, no temptation of the devil will be able to stand against their lives.
Hallelujah.
That is why when you miss it in life, you must still know that you are the beloved child of God.
Because
if you feel rejected by God, unwanted by God, you would rather give your life to more sin, and the next temptation will flow you. Yeah. Jesus overcame the temptation by every word. The word that the devil left out was that I am loved by God.
Yeah.
And when you know you are loved by God, the devil cannot stand you.
And not yet for who near why ye anani ugusu away and tell my wajin yo se when yami no ubium na seminus away and doba na sa wunim se we on yame doba dia and yes awe simple over say answers and sa wunim se who on yami be our dog.
How do you see God? How do you know God? The Bible says that grace and peace will be multiplied to you according to your knowledge of God. That is how to receive spiritual grace and social grace.
Hallelujah.
In this
life.
By knowing that you are surrounded by love. No more anger. God is not angry with any believer that God loves you. That knowledge is going to bring abundance of grace into your life.
Nemra ube huse, o nyame dene done cha uhwasia. Nemra ube huse wuyo nyame doba. Emra ube huse wuda odosun kubimunu. Ebe ma wenya sa adumia. Efi yesu na funumoje imu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anybody who knows that he is loved by God, people look at him and they cannot refuse him.
Na obi biara wonimi se wonyame dono no.
Because he doesn't smell refusal in any way. You can't help it when you see his face. You feel like helping him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you excited about that?
Yes.
There are many things about the Lord. But I want to show you only three things that you should not forget about the triune God. When it comes to God the Father, never forget his love. When it comes to Jesus, never forget his grace. When it comes to the Holy Spirit, never forget his fellowship. These are things that people in the Old Testament really didn't have.
Now where you are there, one more that.
They didn't have the grace of our Lord Jesus. They didn't really have the love of God. They didn't really have the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. They had the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit was always upon them. But they didn't have the Holy Spirit within them, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. So these are three things of the triune God that you should major in. Major in the grace of Jesus. Major in the love of God. And major in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
If you are a New Testament saint.
And notice how you are pamphlet from Gidinidia. And your mommy and Sabi or Hosea would you to Nauhu? And it's a one Yamia Jananedo, on Yamia Bananadum, and on Yamisusun Kokonan Koya, Omodemayenda.
The first sprinkling of the blood of Jesus came through his side.
Na ekwanya etusu nanya Christo namsu eji ni mojano ewa ni mfim.
John chapter 19 verse 34.
Yohani asempati du na ichichemu.
The Bible makes us to know that they wanted the three people who had been crucified, two others with Jesus, they wanted them to die quickly.
Na no omo pese wonu ma omo ku omo afra Yesu no mu hu ntem.
So they asked permission that they should go and break their legs.
And it omo bi sa so omo ko bubu nkrofo ne nan.
So that they can take them from the cross.
Sa be be yo omo afia se nuanu.
So they broke the leg of the first one and broke the leg of the other one, but when he came to Jesus, they saw that he was already dead.
Na omo bu ne o ne nifa ne nan na omo ko bu bankum ne nan.
Because death has no control over him. He yielded his spirit.
So, because
he was dead, they didn't break his leg. Rather, a soldier, and the soldier shouldn't have done that.
If
the devil knew that by doing what the soldier did, a certain grace was going to be released for us, he wouldn't have allowed the soldier to do it. What the soldier did was that he took a spear and then he pierced Jesus' side. And the Bible says immediately water and blood came out from his side.
Na sena kobru samu ni mse wadin adie kwa wo Yesu ebe haju yanka wan kwa nko shesa soja ni mu mwe yi pia na mfan wo Yesu mfimpim. Na ma Bible ma yeti asese wadi pia no wo na pe.
This bleeding of Jesus from his side was a release of marriage grace unto us.
Can we
all say marriage grace?
Marriage grace.
Wow. It's powerful. There is something like marriage grace. You may not know too much, but yes, still, by the grace of God, your marriage will flow. Can we all say flow? The Bible says that from the same hole came out water and blood. It's not water mixed with blood. It is pure water and pure blood.
Hallelujah.
It wasn't as if the water diluted the blood so that you say that blood was coming out. It wasn't as if maybe the water overshadowed the redness of the blood so that you say that water is coming out. The people saw from the whole, H-O-L-E, of the spear, one hole came immediately as if the thing was waiting to explode. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus was waiting for that. From the same hole came distinct water so that they could say water is coming out. And then they saw blood coming out from the same hole came out two separate fluids that flowed together.
Hallelujah.
Na
ade wanwe si ni se Yesu omo wan mfepade ni nyese ensu ewo nu mo kofra moja no nti ayese ayese moja fra ensu ni moja da bi na mom wo tokro na mu nu ensu pie na moja pie enti ni omo wo mienu na pie fi ni mfim.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is how marriage is. It is made up of two different fluids. They are all fluids, but they have the different colors. All right? Two different fluids, but they are coming from the same side, and they are flowing side by side. And although they are not mixing, they are together. Yeah. And they are flowing. You don't get it. They are not mixing, but they are flowing together.
Yeah.
I came to tell you that you are not your wife. Your wife is not you, and vice versa.
Yeah.
But you are going to flow.
Amen.
And you are going to make progress in your marriages. You are going to move ahead in your marriages.
Nanya woman is a moja ni namche and suoni namche. Enya dia moja na fra and suono. Nana me pasa wuti asiana sa suno ba na suno bema. Na mumesa sa dumia enam yesu fim pamu ba yenti. Wani wa woka fo ebenya sumjie awa mawaremu.
Say to the person sitting by you, I won't hinder my wife.
Na kacha ni oti uncheni umware abekan say, my beloved.
Yes, in future. I mean, you're all going to get married, right?
Except
you are Enoch's for the kingdom of God. Say that I will not be a hindrance to my wife. I will not be a hindrance to my husband. From the same hole, we will not hinder ourselves, and we will make progress together because of the blood of Jesus that came from his side. Adam's wife was taken from his side when Adam was put into a deep sleep. And the wife of Jesus was taken from his side when he went into the sleep of death. May you receive marriage grace.
I receive it.
It is a supernatural advantage that you have in marriage. Let me tell you something. If you have marriage grace, brothers, you will not propose too much. I'm telling you, you propose once.
Let's see.
And the abundance of grace will get you a wife. If you are struggling too much, listen, it's not because you don't know about women. It's not because you have to change your voice and wrap it in a certain manner. Ladies, if you are finding it difficult to get married, it is grace. Marriage is grace. Oh, Have you not seen some people, their character is said that they shouldn't get a man, but they got it.
Yeah.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
There is something called grace. And this grace was accomplished for us by Jesus. And many times people who don't deserve marriage, they get it. Because they don't go, because they know one or two or three. I'm not saying don't read marriage books or know about your spouse and things like that. But above all, can we all say above all?
Above all.
Don't put aside the work of Jesus on the cross.
Hallelujah.
It is going to sustain your marriage.
Yes.
It's going to give you a spouse.
Yes.
It's going to bless your children.
Yes.
Your marriage will move forward just because of the blood that Jesus shed from his side.
Hallelujah. Now I see sir adum ya ya wari adum and ama be ma wose pa wonche no nyame ya wadum and ama wo ba so emfa ho se ne wote e onyame tumi bie kwan ma san se sabi 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 obi wo ho anka ye kan onsa ware nso be hwe na waware na na ye den ye sa adum no eno timo ma ye nya sa adum ne na ma wutumi ne wo yire etna enye se wesue buku kesie bi na so no ma waware no koso muma edie aware ne e koso ye sa adum no eno timo sa adum ne nya mfa so mfa ma o.
Listen, receive my grace. Oh, because you can know and build your marriage on what I know about and how to psychologically move. My friend, you get tired.
Na wan hwe ye na wan nya saa dum ya wa ware ni jina be jina na bookwi professor soso enso wo se na so mesi se na bookwi se na de baba wo bra na mo se wo wa saa dum na oh ani aye soronko.
Receive it. Oh
Dio, me I receive it.
I said receive it. Oh
101%. I receive it.
Hallelujah.
Grace.
May this grace be upon our children forevermore. Now let me show you how to get this grace. Let me show you how to get family grace. So that you can have a God honoring family life. Genesis chapter 6 and then verse 8. Genesis chapter 6 verse 8. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Na Noah onya enimpa ewo nyame anim.
Where did Noah find grace? We are talking about receiving abundance of grace so that you reign as a king in life. How did Noah get family grace? He had this family grace so much so that the Bible doesn't mention Noah's wife. It doesn't really mention Noah's children. But because Noah found grace in the sight of the Lord, it affected the wife, it affected the children, so that 8 people entered into the ark and they were saved. It was only Noah's family who was saved. How did Noah find this family grace? The Bible says that he found it in the sight of the Lord. In other words, what God was looking at, because Noah was seeing things the way God sees things, God gave him grace. Because the way God saw things was the way that Noah saw things.
Now, Noah saw Adam Shrunkin. Now, can come when you are Sam now, and Cassa Noah, Pamna, the Nirene, and Massa, and the Como. Nemon, your kind, and the Senipan watching a questions are Pamno. Now, the Quamban soon, no fire, or to me, Sadum, Bible, my yeti, as you say. Now, when you know, when Yamia, Jenny, Ayabaco, and it's on Yamiman, Sir Adomino.
Can we all say, Noah found grace?
Noah found grace
in the sight of the Lord.
In the sight of the Lord.
So he found grace by seeing what God is seeing.
Now, when you saw them, no, bro, who had said you when you're me who nifa.
There is a certain grace that comes into your life when you see the way God sees.
Now, do be so could be about bro, but my bro, who knew my said when you're me, episode who nifa.
How does God see things?
Now, when you're me, who knew my saying?
He sees everything in this New Testament through the blood of Jesus.
Now, who be bibiara. I was a powerful from Nam Christo Mojanum.
I'll say it again. When God is looking at you,
now say Nyanko Pon Eshawa,
he sees you through the blood of Jesus.
Now who Nam Christo Mojanum?
If you should see the way God sees,
now say Obe who are dear said the Nyanko Pon Hua,
it means that you should see your spouses and your children the way God sees them.
And then I was say who can find the woman to send you when you come home
through the blood of Jesus Christ.
And I'm Christo Mojano.
If the blood of Jesus Christ makes us accepted in the beloved,
now say yes, Mojano, etumi ma yedimu, I was our dosrun kuimwa.
Then you begin to see your wife as accepted.
And then I will hook up for no so ube who say what jina to mukra.
And your children will be accepted. Because many times God accepts people that we say that they are not good enough. You can look at your child and say that my child is not good enough, but God sees the child differently. He sees the child through the capabilities that the blood of Jesus releases upon the child.
Hallelujah.
So if you begin to see your children and yourself, very soon in your family, you see that it will all be full of smiles.
Yeah.
Because you see a perfect wife, you see a perfect husband, you see a perfect child,
Hallelujah.
You see a child with potential, you see a wife that is qualified, you see your family people as the way that God sees them. And the Bible says that when you begin to see the way God sees, you are going to find grace in his sight.
Now, Emra Wuhu, Wabusia Fun, and I said, you when you're me bow woman, who shall you my yet Yanka say where they want son on Fata? Esas a Christo Nijin or Yim, now who can force away any pass who can some years to Mojanity? Who must a woman and Crawfoss who can some years to Mojanity, dear? And then your Missubesha Busiano, Esas a who won't send your Christo Ehuno.
Instead of disqualifying your husband,
now Anka. That
this man, Pastor, I know the trend.
Now, so for me, Queen Minim said,
I have married him for long, Pastor.
So for me,
I am old. Nothing will happen to this man. I know.
So for me, Catra says, I bear my way, be around to mention and see on a
not when you have tried the blood.
Now, man, Castor, I'm not going to say, I'm not going to be here.
Because when you receive the grace that comes through the blood, the Bible says that the old order will be over.
Bible say and your mother down a bit.
And a new and living way will be open for your husband. It will be open for your wife.
Hallelujah. And you're not above for a baby mojanity.
So we have to start to qualify people in our houses.
And not here was say yes, 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 yes.
Look at your wife and don't talk about the trend. Tell her you are qualified to receive the blessings of God because of what Jesus did on the cross.
Now catch we catch and say
Instead of telling your wife you're a sinner, you never get it right, and all that, tell her that you are capable.
Hallelujah.
Because of the blood of Jesus. And see grace released into your family. No one found grace in the sight of the Lord by seeing things the way. And you see, that is the way that God taught Peter. A very strong lesson in Acts chapter 10.
Na me pese den yin na wo kafo wo hwe boni a oyenu na mfa mbu na nimtia na mo na msan yesu mo jana efi ni fimpade mu ba yen ti kan sempa na masa mo jana enya sa adwuma no woni mu enu ti yesu kan bibi kire petro mu ma yen ti
eh peter
bra peter
god gave peter a vision. The wife was preparing food na, and Peter went to the house top to pray, and God gave him a vision.
Na bra daddy Peter ne yiri ebo auntie Peter na ọgbọ aduane ewo fi ama no ene onyame yi ni ho didi kire ya papa Peter san se na ọgbọ mpa ye.
In the vision, Peter saw something that shocked him. What did he see? He saw coming down from heaven unclean animals from heaven. Oh,
na Peter hu ade bia na ehu ohu se fi osuru na onyame yi bibia kire ni se mu a omo ho nte oyi di akire no.
And God told Peter that Peter, kill it and enjoy it.
Ana wanyame wadaye num aniswade mu akate Peter said, ku amoye omuhunti nare.
Do you know what Peter said?
Unu made da Peter kan.
The thing came from heaven. The wife, the children, the husband made in heaven. And Peter looked and said, from heaven, from God? No, he is unclean. No, my little daughter is not qualified. God said that what I have declared clean by the blood of the cross,
hallelujah,
you dare not call it common. Your husband and your wife and your children, they are not common in the sight of the Lord. It happened yes. 3 times, and God yes. was telling Peter, you can have from heaven
yes.
a spouse who is not the way that you want. But God said that enjoy it. Can we all say enjoy it?
Enjoy it.
He says that enjoy your husband, enjoy your children, because you are seeing them through the blood. If God doesn't look at you through the blood, where will you be? Why are you not using the same measure? He said that I do it for you so that you will do it for the other people around you. I forgive you. I cleanse you. I declare you perfect. Hebrews 10 verse 14. Perfect forever by that sacrifice. How dare you call somebody unclean, imperfect, unacceptable, disqualified, when you want to receive this marriage grace, family grace. So that in spite of the troubles on this earth, the flood can rise up still. You and your house Hallelujah. Will be intact. I suggest to you, Hallelujah. Begin now not to despise the cross and begin to see things and see people the way that God sees them. When you do that, grace automatically will come to you for a wonderful family.
Hallelujah.
That's a spiritual advantage that you will get. People will not know the secret, but it's just grace. It's something you can't, it's mysterious, but you flow together. Just because of his grace.
Na mra Peter hu ade no nyame si Peter sori na kuni na di osimindi. Na sara so na yete e. Onyame di achede bi abra wo si ade we di ehu ofi. Wan kasa watu ni din. Na wo bisa ni se na so onyame amfa Yesu mo genu mo anhwe wo a. Wo betumi asebi wo nanim ana. Enu ti so no onyame aye bi amawo. Si ni awutie bi ara onyame age wo sa esa mo gani nti a. Ade na wo nya mo obi. Osi wa je wo. Wahuhu woho, wafawu sane doba. Adenti nani yao adia maunu usi eye adia ensasa wede wonsaka. Uukafo wahao ya tiasie. Uma wahao ya tiasie. Nemo usa usu uuse dia Kristo uu wadi Yesu moja ni uudia. Enenaka ube jini nina abu makase nyamiye nani adia mamineye. Eniti otu ya fuse, efi na ukren. Maya mamu jana wanyami chifi ni mfimpa munu enye kwa. Uma ye uni penyi na awo sedia wanyami huyemu. Na yentumi huyemu.
I prophesy your marriage will be so wonderful.
I receive it.
You will not be able to understand it.
I receive it.
You say that it's God. Pastor is God. Yes, it's true. You tell people it's true. You tell the professors and the psychologists. Know all these things. But with all the knowing, there is something. Jesus and his cross. You need that thing for a wonderful family life. I prophesy to us that our family lives will be unique. Just because we see flowing from his side, water and blood flowing. Making progress, going forward. Let it be your portion in Jesus' name.
I receive it. Oshan komgu ya susa ya wari ebe diye. Oshan komgu ya susa. Niya yebe ye nye ebe ye ye sase yebe hu niyama. Enam ye sumo jenu. Oshan komsa ya bra bobe ya prom. Yebe tu anamo akwa ye nim. Na yan sign kwa ye chinti se ujidi akase.
Hallelujah.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.